Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." That's Matthew 28, verse 10, and we are working our way through the Gospels. Thanks for joining us. 11 men sat in a darkened room. Amid the darkness was a mixture of hopelessness and confusion. All their dreams and hopes were bound in grave cloth, lying cold and still in a dark tomb. They waited in the darkened room. The doors were bolted shut. Certainly those who had killed Jesus would be coming for them. The deafening silence was broken each time one of them coughed or shifted in a chair. Shuffling feet and heavy sighs served as reminders of the tension. But then in an instant, he was there in the room. In the light of the flickering candles, he showed them all the proof they needed. His hands, his side, he was there, alive. Every word he had spoken was true. Every promise fulfilled. Death conquered forever. Today, many live in a darkened world, leading lives of fear, confusion, discontentment, and despair, searching for meaning and significance in all the wrong places, occupying themselves with busy days, losing sleep over things that matter little, losing time over things that matter most. And all the while, he is there. Have you seen the risen Savior in your darkened world? He is there. Follow him in the resurrection of new life. Lord Jesus, thank you for your sacrificial death for me. Heavenly Father, thank you for raising your Son from the dead. Holy Spirit, empower me to live a life worthy of my Savior and resurrected Lord. In your name I pray. Amen.